What's going on? What's going on? It's your boy, Jay Will, your host of the Jay Will Podcast. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered legal, health, or tax advice of any kind. We are not responsible for any damages or losses or liabilities that may arise from the use of this podcast. You can find the Jay Will Podcast on RSS.com homepage. If you'd like to donate, find the donate feature on the RSS.com homepage under Jay Will Podcast and find the support button. Or donate feature, or you can donate via Cash App at $JWillPodcast, or you can just hit me up with an email, leewillthej@gmail.com, and I can square your way on that. If you have not already, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead to your mobile Play Store and download the Live 365 app. Live 365 app, it's the radio app, it's free of charge, and type in J. Will Gospel Radio, 24/7 gospel music, round the clock. Great gospel artists, indie artists, mainstream artists, gospel rap, urban gospel, you name it, quartet, Jay Will's got it, the choirs. So hit me up if you're an inspiring artist, you want your music particularly featured on the Unsigned Artist Show or the Jay Will Gospel Show, leewillthej@gmail.com. Send me a mastered MP3 photo and a short bio, and I'll get back with you as soon as time permits. This podcast is sponsored to you by Charlie's Music Factory. For all your music production needs, contact Mr. Chris Crane at charliesmusicfactory@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, homies and homettes, guess who I have in the virtual studio with me right now? None other than the singing sensation, Lamont Sanders. How are you, sir?
I'm good, and you?
Oh, man. I'm so blessed to have you on, man. I have several pieces of your music, and man, I was like, man, this brother can sing. For real.
Oh, man. Thanks a lot. To God be all glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So where are you from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay. Okay. I have relatives in New Jersey.
Okay. Where about?
Yeah. New Brunswick.
Okay. Okay. So Central Jersey. Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, you probably heard Lance Williams. He has a couple
of groups. Oh, yeah. That's my guy.
Yeah, that's my cousin. That's my grandmother's great nephew.
Okay, yeah, that is my guy. I love that. I love that guy.
Yeah, it's a small world, ain't it? So how long have you been singing?
Man, I've been singing all my life. I can't even make it up. It's been all my life.
any other singers in your family?
Oh, wow. It's a bunch of us. We got a lot of singers in my family. When we sing together, it's like a choir of about 30 people.
What?
Yes.
And, wow.
And God could have chose any one of them to do what I'm doing. But he chose me, you know? Anyone could have taken off and used this as a career.
Man. But,
you know, God knew. He was like, all right, which one am I going to use to, you know, put the pedal to the metal?
Man, I tell you, well, I mean, if y'all got 30 singers, nobody messed with any of your family on the block, did they?
My family wasn't a block family, I gotta say. They stayed in church, so everybody kind of knew them, you know. Nah, only I experienced some time on the block. They didn't really do the block like that.
Yeah, I know. When me and my brothers were growing up, man, we was in church too. I grew up in the church, but you know, we still did our thing. But if somebody messed with my brother, he messed with me and all my cousins. Like, he didn't stand a chance. You know what I'm saying?
You best believe it's gonna be a problem. So we had the same block in the church. You know, there's always some church mess going on, and you don't want to mess with so-and-so.
Yeah. So how many albums have you dropped?
Oh, man. When I first got into the gospel, because, you know, I did R&B for a while.
Okay.
When I first got into the gospel, I dropped two albums with my brother and my sisters. It was Lamont Sanders in One Way. And that was my declaration for me going from R&B to gospel. I was like, it's only one way to go. God had my attention. You know, when you first sign up in your God bag, you'd be real deep. One Way. I'm going one way, Lord. I ain't going no other. So I was so deep when I first, you know. Time would have it that, you know, I eventually ventured out into the solo career. And that allowed me to do my own project. And I've put out maybe three or four since then.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Lately, lately it's been singles instead of full projects.
You know, a lot of people are going that way nowadays. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just seems, I don't know why, but it would seem like to me, it gives more focus on the one song that you want to push really hard. You know, instead of like Fred Hammond putting out 18 songs on an album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got one song you can focus on and push, and it keeps stuff spread out a little bit. I don't know.
Well, they like to blame it on the consumer. They're saying that the consumer mindset can only really handle one song at a time. Like, so now you do all this good music on an album full of 18 records, and only one or two get some play.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that. I mean, I can definitely see that, you know, especially like, because I own a radio station, right? So
right.
I can only play one artist within a certain time frame. So if you sent me like five songs, I couldn't play you back to back.
Right.
On the station. It's a violation. So I would have to like play you this hour. Then a couple of hours from now, I had to play you this hour. I don't know why they did it like that. I guess I have to look into some of the FCC rules. But I can see where it would be kind of problematic if you drop 18 songs and, you know, the owner only picks out one song that he likes the most and then he plays it. But fortunately, all your stuff is in rotation on my station.
Oh, watch out now. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I have three songs from you. It's okay. He Kept Me.
Okay.
On God. And your latest one, If I Only Knew Then.
Right.
So one of my biggest questions is, because each one of these songs is so different. I know it's you singing, but the style of the music is so different, man. Where do you find his versatility from?
Man, I'm gonna be honest with you. It's definitely a blessing from God. You know, some people, you know, we can lock in, especially me, I'm a fan of many. So I can lock in on a particular artist and that's their style. But God has given me such a diverse way to approach songs, and it's a blessing. I don't take it lightly. A friend of mine sat down together one time. We were in Vegas at the Stellar Awards, and we waited on our wives to get dressed for the actual award show. And I'm playing him the record, and I'm playing him songs that still have not yet come out yet. He's like, "Your approach is different to these." So he brought that to my attention. I'm just going in doing what the song. I hear the record, and I go in and I sing the record. Like, but I didn't realize what you just. You're the second person. He said it, and now you said it. I'm like, I'm blessed to have a diverse approach, and that is very encouraging, because I'm telling you, I got more records down the pike, and when I listen to them myself, I'm like, is that gonna fit? But they don't really fit each other, from what you're saying.
Yeah, but you know. To help you, they don't necessarily have to fit.
Okay.
It just keep producing the quality. Because the one thing that I like is, you know, it's easy for me when I get one of your records to just, this is going on the station. Because it doesn't sound like the other pieces of music. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll get three songs from an artist. And all three songs sound alike. So it's like, throw the names in the hat and pull out which one you want to put in, because they all sound alike. You know, but all yours sound different. So
thank you.
It kind of throws people off balance a little bit. It's like, wait a minute, this is the same dude. This is killing. So keep up the good work, man. I want to talk about your latest single, If I Only Knew Then. Bruh, let me tell you, man, you took me to church with this song.
Praise God, bro.
Yeah, because your first two, your other songs that I have are kind of urban.
Uh-huh.
You know, urban gospel. But this one was straight up church.
Yes.
So I got to ask the question, what were you going through in life when this song came about?
Well, If I Only Knew, you know what? It's funny because the title used to be If I Only Knew Then. And then a marketing guy said, no, we need to call it If I Only Knew. And it was like almost like the Patti LaBelle record. He said that'll make it'll give people familiarity. Just leave the then off. I'm like, but the then meant so much to me because yeah. If I only knew then what I know now. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that really is the record. It's like, and in all reality, you know, I love He Kept Me. That was my record. I love He Kept Me. I love listening to it. I love singing it. I love ministering to people with it because it's a testimony.
Yeah.
And then when you get to If I Only Knew Then, it kind of just takes people back to not that it's too late to get it right. I just thank God it's okay to get it right. But yeah. If I only knew then what I know now, I would have praised him a long time ago. Like I wouldn't have wasted so many years just going in cycles and cycles and cycles and not realizing that, yes, I gave you a gift to do music, but if you were to get aligned with me, I could take that gift and take you to the masses. So I feel like he's given me this song in this moment. That song is a revival of the soul.
Yeah.
Anybody who may feel as though I might have messed up, he's saying, you can give me your yes today, Monday, May 19th, and we good.
Preach, son. Preach. Preach. Man, let the church. Come here, Marvin Winans. Say, hey, man. It's yes. Over. You summed it up. The song is like a revival song. But let me tell you, when the music came on, I was like, oh, yeah. But your first vocals, you came out so strong. If I only knew it. I was like, oh, my God. So I stopped the song. I said, I called my wife, hey, babe, listen at this dude. And she was like, oh, wow. She's like, oh, wow. Because she listened to more R&B than anything. But she was like, mm-hmm. Oh, wow. He's got the goods. I was like, yeah.
Wow. Thank you. Man. Thank you so much.
So. Tell the people how can they find this find your music.
It's on any digital platform. Anything you like to listen to music, I made sure it was there. I don't want nobody to say, well, I don't have that. I don't have no. It's anywhere you got music is there. So you can definitely find it on any streaming platform.
Okay, okay. So if somebody wanted to book you to come sing at their church, you have an email address or a booking manager that you can provide them with.
I do. Stephen Bird is my booking and manager. So if you could put his information, you know, on the screen so they can see it or how they can get it. But Stephen Bird management is how you can get Lamont Sanders to come to any event.
So Stephen Bird management at gmail.com. Is it at Gmail? I know he sent me an email.
I believe it is.
I'm going to look this up. I want to make sure. Yep, it's SJBANIOIN. So SGB Anointed Productions 1@gmail.com. I butchered that up, didn't I? You can tell I'm getting old, man. I butchered that.
You ain't getting old, but you read it better than I would have read.
So it's SB Anointed Productions 1@gmail.com. If you want to book this young fella, let me tell you, you won't be sorry. I've been listening to his music for the past 3 years. I've got your past three projects. And let me tell you, I've been spinning them. I've been playing them on my, the J. Will Gospel Show and the Unsigned Artist Gospel Show. And I uploaded them to the radio station. And I have people like, hey, who was that dude that was singing If I Only Knew? I said, oh, you talking about Mr. Sanders. So yeah, that cat can say, they said that song ministered to them so much. And that is a personal testimony, man. That's awesome.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Tell me.
Thank you. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for getting the word out there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. I mean, that's the least I can do because I know that you indie artists spend a whole lot of time making these records. Whole lot of resources And the least we can do is play good music. It's not asking too much. Just play some good music, man. So I know you're rising to success and God is taking you greater places. But what are some of the struggles that you've had with making music, getting people to hear you, getting the word out there? What are some of the struggles you faced?
Some of the struggles I still face is dealing with authentic people.
Ooh.
You know, we got a long way to go. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Because remember, I came, I was born and raised in the church, but I came from the R&B side. And from the R&B side, your yay was your yay, your nay was your nay. And when I come over here in the gospel industry and I see people give broken promises or what I can do and just send me this amount of money and I'll get this done for you. And they go fall off the face of the earth. Like, God is a God of decency and order. So I'm not here to expose any individual, but right. I'm saying us collectively as a unit, as an industry, a gospel industry, I shouldn't feel more had over here than I did over the R&B. What I'm saying? I shouldn't feel more taken, So yeah, it's really given the discernment of authenticity of people. I need authentic people around me and people to live by their word. God is real, and how we treat his people is important.
I was talking to an artist a couple of days ago. I did an interview with her, Tanya Nolan. I don't know if you ever heard of her. She's a phenomenal singer. But she was saying the same thing you're saying, because she does, R&B as well. And she was like, it's just so much stuff going on in the gospel industry. And it's hard to believe certain people. It's hard to believe people. Like, it shouldn't be like that, bro.
It's unfortunate. It's a bad place. It's a bad place. For me, we have to be, if we don't know, Judgment Day is coming sooner than we think.
Yeah.
So that should be our fear. It shouldn't be our love of money and getting over on people. It should be the reality of he's soon to return. And how do you want to stand before him?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening
on the simple things, simple things, I ain't talking about Demi and D. I'm talking about simple. I took your money. I should do this with your money. And if I can't, give your money back. We talking about simple things.
That's simple math right there. That's simple. But let's just be honest with people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
We're not. Okay. God gave me my platform. Okay. And once God gave me my radio station, he says, I'm going to bless you with this, but you got to do right by the people. And I said, yes, Lord. And so I have never charged anybody anything to play their record. Never. And people that do that are being dishonest. I'm just going to say it. And they can't kick me off my own platform. Put it on fire me. I own the platform. It's dishonest to charge people. Now, if you're doing promos and stuff like that, okay, I get it. But to play your music,
right?
If it's good quality stuff, I'm just going to spin your stuff because it's the right thing to do. Because I've been there where, people have charged me to play my music. And then I didn't even never heard the song on the radio. So I promise God I'd never do that.
See what I mean?
So I get it, bro. I get it.
You being honest with God, he's going to honor that.
Because he's a man of his word. And so if we're supposed to be
after
God's, it won't come back void. But we're supposed to be made in his image and his likeness. And we say we saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. But we treating people bad, and we taking advantage of people. We stealing from them, taking their money. Shouldn't be like that.
Well, I encourage somebody. You can change that today. Just give God your yes.
Oh. I don't think they heard you. Say it one more time.
You can change that today. Just give God your yes. Yes, God.
Give God your man. You just so wise. You know what I'm saying? You're a wise person. Not a wise guy. You're a wise person. You know, because you understand the dynamics and the fulfillment of grace being applicable in your life. And I can tell right now, you're humbled as a result of it. You're like, dude, if I only knew then.
God's been too good to me not to be.
Man.
He's been too good.
So I can't wait to get your next projects.
I thank you. We got a few things coming up this summer. This summer's gonna be a hot one.
Yeah, man. I'm sure your manager's been hitting me up with some folks anyway. So I know he's gonna throw that in the mix, man. So I know we've talked about a lot. But who was your biggest influence musically?
Growing up, it was definitely John P. Key and Luther Vandross.
Oh yeah.
I was able to, someone asked me, you know, so I was interviewed a couple of days ago, and they asked what was my mixture of voice. And I said, John P. and Luther Vandross. I was trying to figure out how to put that in a melting pot for years. So sometimes if you listen to me, you might hear a little Luther, you might hear a little Pastor King.
Yeah.
But, that was my goal, to try to figure out my own sound. It was like, listen to different people. And of course you got to listen to Stevie. You know, you gotta respect the best to ever do it. And so I tried to, you know, those are my musical influences. But then I listen to everything. So I love, my dad had me hook on Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh yeah.
Cool and the Gang. You know, it's just musically, yeah. I was very diverse. What was it, Keith Pringle? My mom and dad, they've listened to both sides. So musically, our house always had music in it. So it was like, who am I singing this week? So if you think about the music that you're saying, I had a very diverse, then I would go to my grandmother and listen to PTL. And I would get some, is it Tammy Faye? And then Lionel Harris. Like I would get some of the CC. Yeah, I was young getting some of that. I was
Yeah. So that's why you're so diverse in your singing. You were exposed to it.
I'm dying to do One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus. I won't do that over. That's all I'm asking of you. I love that song. Woo!
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, y'all got an exclusive. Y'all got a taint of what this man is capable of right there. Hey, did y'all hear the run? He did. Ooh.
You are funny, Jay.
Hey, you were so smooth with it too, man. You didn't even do your head like that. You know how most people, when they get ready to do a run and do something like that, you was just like, ooh, you just killed it. It's just like, man, I love it, bro. I love it.
Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, look, I appreciate you. If you ever need, like, you want to talk about your next, when you get ready to release your next project, hey, have your manager hit me up and say, hey, this project is getting ready to come out in 2 weeks. I need you to do an interview with my man. Just tell him to hit me up and I'll schedule you, bro. For real.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, I got you, man. I got you. Don't hesitate. You know, just say, hey, I want to do an interview. Call Jay Will. I always keep my phone on me, and I'm always scheduling. And I got you.
My guy, yo, I appreciate that. I appreciate it. I really do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Any last words for inspiring artists that are trying to come up?
The best inspiration I can give you is let God inspire you. If God be for you, who could be against you? And don't chase this music if he didn't call you to it. Because that's where that's where you become weak. You become faint. Yeah. Because, you know, us doing something out of God's will, it'll tire you out. So seek him first. And he'll add all these things. Seek God first. And he'll tell you exactly what he wants you to do. So, you know, not to discourage anyone, but just make sure it's what God calls you to do. Because if you're in here for money, it ain't here. If you're in here for fame, you don't want it.
Bro. You set a mouthful there, because unless you're selling 1 million records per song, you ain't making no money. Yeah. I guess any little piece of change is better. But then when you look at what the royalty payouts are, man, it's like 0.04%. Like, you got to sell a whole lot of records, man. Like, people don't really realize, oh, I'm finna make this one song and it's going to be a hit. Okay.
if you just think about the money that goes into it, from the mix to the mastering, you're not even seeing that back.
No. Like, dude, I released like 6 songs past 2, well, probably 4 songs in the past 2 years. And I have I've done a lot of people purchased a lot and streamed it a lot, but I've gotten several payouts, but it ain't been 1 million records. And some of that stuff, I ain't even broke $100. You know what I'm saying? It's tough out there on this grind, man.
It is.
So you realize you know it. If you're in it for the money, don't quit your day job. Man, that's good advice. It's great advice. All right, sir, don't hang up. I want to talk to you a little bit after we get done. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and get Lamont Sanders' project. He has, you know, 3 of them I know of. If I Only Knew Then is his latest project. It is a phenomenal project. All of his projects are well done. They're well put together. The production is great. The vocals are killing. It's slamming. I ain't lying to you. I wouldn't lie to you. Your boy Jay Will don't lie to you. But you need to get these projects. But this, if you're going through something in your life, If I Only Knew Then is going to minister to you so much till it's going to have you ready to repent. It's going to have you ready to repent. And, you know, go out and get these projects. All right. Don't wait till you get sick to go to the doctor. Make sure you get yourself checked out. A1C, blood pressure, cholesterol, and don't wait till something happens to get life insurance. Go ahead and get some life insurance so you won't leave your family strapped in case something happens to you. I know some of us, I don't eat meat, but some people eat chicken, but we tired of buying chicken dinners to pay for your funeral. Get some life insurance. If you don't know anybody, I know some people that sell some life insurance. All right. Until the next time, may the Lord God bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and may the Lord God give you peace. Don't hang up, sir. I want to chat with you just